The shofar is an ancient musical instrument typically made of hollowed-out ram's horn, used for Jewish religious purposes. It is traditionally blown in synagogues on Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, and at the end of Yom Kippur, which will run from Sunset Tuesday through Sunset Wednesday. Its distinct and primal piercing wail is used to awaken and inspire us to repentance and change, to awaken slumbering souls that have grown complacent. In the Social Justice Warrior's Guide to the High Holy Days, a contemporary take on the Jewish New Year, Dane Cutler writes, "Hear the sounds of the shofar. And if you cannot hear the shofar, then hear what is meant to wake you. Hear, I can't breathe. Hear, Black Lives Matter. Hear, the cries of refugees. Wake, stay woke. It is all a shofar." This is the religious intention of the shofar. In my own experience, in the barely observant Jewish family in which I grew up, the blowing of the shofar at the end of Yom Kippur meant only one thing: time to eat. For Yom Kippur is a day of fasting. And to end it, my mother served an incredible light spread of Greek salad, egg salad, tuna salad, bagels, cream cheese lox, white fish, pickled herring, challah fruit, and her famous cheesecake and chocolate chip cookies. The day of fasting itself serves as a vehicle for reflection. It is when we ask those we have wronged for forgiveness. Asking forgiveness is more than just saying, "I'm sorry." As a school counselor, I had students glibly saying, "I'm sorry," to me and each other all day long. It meant nothing. But fessing up to your errors, asking forgiveness from the ones you wronged, and atoning, that's another story. Atonement is a key player in this story. I just discovered that if you take apart the syllables of the word atonement, you get at-one-ment. As we seek to repair the damage we've done to others, we not only heal our relationship and become at one with the other, we heal ourselves, becoming at one with our best selves. And then we can eat.